From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. Florida's newly elected Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services, Democrat Nikki Fried, doesn't actually take office until January, but says she's already begun talks with department employees about making changes in the state's concealed weapons permit program. WGCU's John Davis reports.
Nikki Fried says under her leadership, the department will conduct a complete audit of Florida's process for vetting concealed weapons permit applicants. Fried says she'd like to see that responsibility transferred from the Department of Agriculture to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
Law enforcement is already so instrumental in the process, and that way you get politics out of this. You know, we saw after the primary that over 300 emails were released between the Department of Agriculture and the NRA lobbyists. Where she had direct influence over policies that were coming out of the Department of Agriculture.
Outgoing Ag Commissioner Adam Putnam came under fire earlier this year when it was revealed that a staffer failed to run firearm applicants through the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check system for more than a year. Nearly 300 firearm permits were revoked as a result. Fried's efforts to revamp the program will likely play out in next year's state legislative session. In late November, Democratic State Senators Lauren Book and Linda Stewart filed a bill to transfer the concealed weapons licensing program from the Department of Agriculture to the FDLE. Fried herself is among the more than 1.9 million concealed carry permit holders in Florida. John Davis, WGCU News.